from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Leonard Brown, age 78 at the time of this interview.
I was born 1934, 5th of November. I'm 18 months from 80. Life has been good for me, anyhow. I can't complain. I would go to college and get a better education. I wouldn't change too much other than that. Well, it was good. You know, I had lots of friends. For a while, we lived in an integrated neighborhood. Then we moved to a different street. And then, you know, the white flight, they moved out of the city, and the neighborhood became mostly black. At that particular time, you know, Pittsburgh was like up south. It was just on this side of Mason, this line. But, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of problems with it. But I have experienced injustice, you know. Yet from my time, it's been a gradual improvement. Now, we still have a long way to go. The playing field is not equal yet. And in my life, it has never been equal. We were always playing uphill. But as a race and as a community, we've come a long way. Well, there's the houses that were built here. I was all part of that. Some other things that happened in the neighborhood that I consider piece of work that we've done that helped to make Belle Silver a better community. We have a long way to go, a lot of things to be done, but at least you got to start. First of all, you have to have faith in God and know that you have a job to do here and seeing a need and filling a need. The community was want to spend your whole life, so what we did was try to make it a better place for all those who live here. I'm retired. I worked for the airlines. I worked for the H.J. Hines Company. I also went to school for baking, and I finished my work life in penitentiaries as a cook, a food service supervisor down in Woods Run. I guess I picked it up from my mom. She baked all the time. She makes bread and all that sort of thing, so I guess I picked it up from her. I spent 4 years in the United States Air Force. It was a very educational thing, and if I was young and single, and had no kids and wife and all that, I would do it again. Went to places, I've seen things, I've done things I probably never would have the opportunity to do. I learned some things, and it was an eye-opening experience. My heroes are the Buffalo Soldiers because what they went through and what they did for this country. They were ex-slaves that served in the Union Army. At the end of the war in 66, they didn't have nothing to do, no place to go. So they had to make a decision to go back with the old master and almost be a slave or join, stay in the service. Well, if they stayed in the service, they got paid, they got uniforms, they had a place to live, and they have money a little bit. It was a big difference in salaries for enlisted men, but it was better than what they had. I came upon them while I was in the service, and then I just got a few books on them too, you know, and you just learned about what they did and where they went and things they did to make the United States a better place and a better place for their families. You guys got to get yourselves together. You got to quit killing each other. You got to treat your families, your mothers and your girlfriends and your sisters with respect. You're going to have to put drugs down. You're going to have to come together and march forward or you'll have no future. What future do you have if you're killing each other? You got to get rid of the guns. You got to be able to sit down and talk about your problems. Well, that violence is not the way. You have to march to your own music. If you're marching to my music, you're being misled because it's mine. You got to go to school. You got to get education. And you still have to believe that there is a higher power. There is a God. Do the right thing.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Anthony Carrington and Elijah Peterson. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.